This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Senior most newly elected lawmaker Arjun Narsingh Kesi to be sworn in today. Other members to be sworn in tomorrow. Election Commission prepares to dispose of access ballots. Nepali Congress sets general convention timeline. Party president promises constructive opposition in parliament. And Israel and Iran trade new strikes as U.S. president says Tehran wants deal to end war. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Powdel is administering the oath of office and secrecy today to the senior-most House of Representatives member Arjun Narsingh Kesi at Sheetal Nivas. Following his swearing-in, Kesi will administer the oath to all newly elected lawmakers tomorrow at 2 p.m. The ceremony will take place at the multipurpose hall of the under-construction Federal Parliament building in Singhadarbar as the main parliamentary hall is yet to be completed. The Parliament building project, initiated in October 2019, is about 90-92% complete. A total of 275 members have been elected to the lower house, including 165 through the first-past-the-post system and the 110 under proportional representation. Meanwhile, 24 lawmakers will take the oath in 11 different mother tongues, including Maithili and Nepal Bhasa. Legal provisions allow members of parliament to take the oath in their native languages with prior submission of certified translations. In a related development, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has convened a central committee meeting at 4 p.m. tomorrow in Banasthali to elect its parliamentary party leader. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said the meeting will be chaired by party president Ravi Lamizhane. The party, which secured 182 seats in the March 5 election, is set to formalize its parliamentary leadership. In the meantime, the Election Commission has begun preparations to dispose of unused ballot papers following the House of Representatives election held on March 5. According to the Commission, around 40% of the total printed ballots remained unused as voter turnout stood at 59% under both the first-past-the-post and proportional representation systems. A total of over 41 million ballot papers were printed, about 7% more than the number of registered voters, in line with standard practice to ensure sufficient supply. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the unused ballots will be destroyed following legal procedures. As per legal provision, the disposal of such documents involves destroying them in a way that prevents reuse or readability, including methods such as burning. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has proposed holding the party's 15th General Convention from September 9 to 11th. Presenting this schedule at the Central Working Committee meeting in Sanepa, Thapa outlined preparations beginning April 4th, including a nationwide campaign to update active membership and organizational activities at ward and municipal levels leading up to the convention. Meanwhile, Thapa said the party will play a responsible opposition role in the parliament following the March 5 House elections. He stated that the Congress would support the government led by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party on issues of good governance, service delivery and development while remaining committed to constitutional principles. Acknowledging the party's weak electoral performance, Thapa said a review has been completed and further evaluations will be conducted across all 7 provinces. Highlighting the party's core values, Thapa urged leaders to refocus on democracy, inclusion and citizens' rights and indicated that discussions would be held on possible constitutional amendments. Provinces and local governments have proposed around 3,500 projects and programs seeking equalization and special grants from the federal government for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. According to the National Planning Commission, a total of 3,358 proposals have been submitted by local levels and 140 by provincial governments. The Commission has set a deadline of February 12th for submissions and is currently reviewing the proposals, including their cost estimates, feasibility and compliance with required documents. Officials say further assessment, including budget ceiling and priority needs, is underway before final selection. Director at the National Tuberculosis Center, Bhuvan Paudel, has said that 42% of tuberculosis patients are still out of treatment in Nepal. Speaking on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day yesterday, he noted that stigma, lack of awareness, and limited use of technology remain major barriers to treatment. This year, the day was observed under the theme, Yes, We Can End TB, National Campaign, Our Contribution, with a national goal to eliminate tuberculosis by 2035 and make Nepal TB-free by 2050. Globally, the World Health Organization states that tuberculosis continues to affect millions each year, highlighting the need for stronger investment and public participation to end the disease. The Kathmandu University, KU, has been ranked 122nd among 507 universities from 95 countries in 2026 HE Higher Education Ranking. The ranking evaluated institutions using 136 indicators across 25 criteria, focusing mainly on the operational performance of emerging universities in South Asia, South America, and Eastern Europe. According to the report, Kathmandu University showed strong potential in areas such as resource and infrastructure management, academic transparency, and future-oriented planning. Officials from the university say the report offers useful insights into institutional practices and could help prepare for participation in other global rankings in the future. Bird flu has been confirmed in dead crows found on the premises of Tribhuvan University in Kirtipur. A joint team from Kirtipur Municipality and the Animal Health Department collected dozens of dead crows with laboratory tests confirming the presence of bird flu viruses. The birds have since been safely disposed of and authorities have begun further monitoring in the area. A public notice has also been issued restricting the transport of poultry feed within Kirtipur as a precaution. Meanwhile, bird flu has also been detected in 5 poultry farms in Morang district and the eastern part of the country. Authorities have initiated measures to cull infected chickens and destroy eggs, feed and related materials to contain the outbreak and have urged vigilance as efforts continue to prevent the further spread of the disease. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, now onto an international news update. Fighting between Iran and Israel continues to intensify with ongoing airstrikes and missile attacks reported on both sides. In southern Tehran, at least 12 people were killed and 28 injured in a recent strike, while Iran and Hezbollah launched missiles targeting Tel Aviv and northern Israel, causing casualties. Amid the escalation, according to the BBC, U.S. President Donald Trump said negotiations with Iran are underway and that Tehran is willing to reach a deal. However, Iranian officials have denied any such talks, calling the claims fake news. The situation remains volatile, with growing humanitarian concerns as thousands of sites in Iran are reported to be damaged and civilians on all sides affected. Hundreds of journalists at the Australian Broadcasting Corporation are staging a 24-hour strike, the first in 20 years, after rejecting a pay offer they say does not meet inflation and fails to address job security and concerns over the use of artificial intelligence. The strike is expected to disrupt major programs, with alternative content being aired. While management says that the proposed 10% pay rise over 3 years is sustainable and competitive, unions argue it is insufficient. The dispute is likely to be taken to the Fair Work Commission for resolution. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and partly cloudy weather conditions in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions and mainly fair weather in the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. Likewise, the division also recorded light rainfall yesterday evening in several parts of the country due to the current partial influence of westerly winds and local winds across the country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Senior most newly elected lawmaker Arjun Narsingh Kesi to be sworn in today, other members to be sworn in tomorrow. Election Commission prepares to dispose of excess ballots. Nepali Congress sets general convention timeline, party president promises constructive opposition in parliament. Israel and Iran trade new strikes as US president says Tehran wants deal to end war. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.